You know what, guys? It definitely seems like the news on Fannie Willis keeps getting more interesting by the day. Now, of course, you guys already know that she is allowed to remain on this case as of right now, because essentially Judge Scott McAfee decided to kick the bucket to another court. Trump and the co-defendants actually appealed McAfee's decision. He allowed that to actually move forward. We actually have to see if an appeals court is actually going to take it up. I'm thinking that they will probably end up taking it up, or if not, the Georgia Republicans have the power to actually investigate Fannie Willis and remove her, essentially killing this case. Now, Ashley Merchant, Michael Roman's lawyer, she's actually Georgia based, and she actually said something in an interview. It caught my eye. I didn't know this information, okay? Now, Atlanta is a pretty big town. I believe it's the biggest county in Georgia. And I'm pretty sure the lawyers actually know each other. They may even have relationships. Not necessarily talking like Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade kind of relationship, but, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody. When I worked in oil and gas, I was a part of an organization, and we have meetings and stuff like that, and you get to meet people. So, you know, around the state of Texas, we all kind of know each other, okay? And what I did, people know other people at other companies as well. Some of them are even friends. But anyway, getting back to this, Ashley Merchant knows a bit more about Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis on a personal level. This I didn't know. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday. Just starts at $5 per month. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Look at this. I was friends with them. Lori has mixed feelings trying to boot Fannie Willis from case. Yes. Ashley Merchant was friends with Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis. Now, of course, she's representing on Trump, Michael Roman, and others. But Fannie Willis is actually up there. Remember, she was actually up there in church, the black church, and was talking about racism and all this other stuff. And it's pretty wild, guys, because apparently Ashley Merchant actually was friends with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. Yeah, let's read this, guys. It says here, the attorney for one of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case expressed mixed feelings about her attempt to get Fulton County DA Fannie Willis disqualified from the case. Ashley Merchant stalled the case against Trump and 14 others for more than 2 months after she filed a court motion in January alleging that Willis had a financial conflict of interest due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade and asked for her removal. But she defended the move as a legal necessity, reported the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, says here, this is what she says, quote, "I didn't feel like I had a choice, a lot of choice," Merchant told the newspaper's Breakdown podcast. "What if I don't file it and my client gets convicted and he goes to prison? First of all, I have to be okay with that. But second of all, I have to be on the witness stand one day in a habeas corpus hearing explaining why I had this document that had legal merit and I didn't file it." Yeah, she didn't do that. She'll be in a world of trouble. Now, we all know there was merit. I mean, Fannie Willis hired a man, $650,000 plus. He wasn't qualified. She's sleeping around with this guy. And then she gets on the stand and she lies about it. Lies about the date of their relationship. Yeah. The Atlanta area attorney denied that Trump or her client Michael Roman had any role in the research that uncovered evidence of the pair's clandestine romantic relationship. And she was nervous about submitting a motion that she knew would be a legal and political bombshell. Thing is, though, yeah, Trump and Michael Roman, they didn't have a role in that. But guess who did? It was actually Nathan Wade's divorce attorney, because he was actually texting Ashley Merchant and he was giving her the lowdown on what was going on with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. It was him that brought this to light. Also, Nathan Wade's wife. Yeah, because Fannie Willis was actually supposed to testify at Nathan Wade's divorce trial. Didn't happen because he immediately settled. He didn't want her on that stand because a whole bunch of stuff would have came out. But check this out. This is what Ashley Merchant says, quote, "I don't think I've ever been called a liar so many times in my life. And it's frustrating because I had spent so much time trying to corroborate everything," Merchant said, "particularly the fact that nobody knew about the relationship. I filed it and then they admitted to 99% of it. So I'm being called a liar when 99% of it is not even in dispute. Literally, there's only one tiny little bit that's in dispute as to, and I didn't even think that mattered that much, the part that was in dispute. When the relationship started and whether or not they had cohabitated, those seemed to be the overwhelming lies," quote unquote, "that I told." Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee immediately ruled that Willis could remain if Wade stepped aside, which he did. And Merchant said she had mixed feelings about bringing the relationship to light, but felt she had an obligation to do it. Yes, you definitely did. Because it was Terrence Bradley that brought up the relationship. Yeah, Terrence Bradley. But anyway, look at this here. This is where she admits she was friends with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. Quote, "I was friends with both of them," she said. "I mean, when I first walked in to negotiate on Roman's bond back in September, I hugged both of them. And it was not a fake hug, I can tell you. Mostly, it was disappointment. Disappointed that this happened, shocked that it happened, surprised. This is one of the cases where you would be extra cautious, and so it surprised me. I didn't really understand the need for it, either, because Miss Willis has some great lawyers on this case. She's got great lawyers that work for her. She has the ability to hire great lawyers. That's a lot of really good prosecutors in the state. And I didn't really understand why this was something that was needed. Why do you need to bring someone in from the outside to manage this case? Particularly someone who didn't have any of the relevant experience," Merchant said. "That just sort of supported my belief that there was something improper about this." Yeah, exactly. So there you have it right there, man. She was friends with both of them. She didn't know about the relationship, but she was friends with both of these people. And they got on the stand. They lied. Terrence Bradley caught amnesia. I mean, Terrence Bradley was spilling all the beans to her. But when he got on that stand, he's like, "Well, I was speculating. I don't know." He looked really, really bad on the stand. "I believe there needs to be some perjury charges brought for Nathan Wade, Terrence Bradley, and Fannie Willis." But what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of Ashley Merchant saying, "Yeah, I was friends with all of them, and now they're calling me a liar"? And I'll just add, you know, the racism angle from Fannie Willis in the church. This case should be thrown out because that jury pool is tainted when she goes up there into the church and just starts out screaming racism everywhere. I mean, even Judge Scott McAfee slammed her for that in his ruling to actually keep her on this case. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.